Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Out of My Mind podcast. In this podcast, we take a look at the crazy world around us through the lens of Scripture. And we have a number of items to cover today, as this is our first podcast of 2026. So thank you for joining us, and thank you for putting up with us during our hiatus. A lot has been going on. One of the things I'd like to start out with is sort of amusing, and it has to do with the president's invasion of Venezuela and the arrest of the dictator narco-criminal Nicolas Maduro. And the angle I want to take this time is not about the legality of it or anything else, but the protests in the United States that have erupted as a result of this arrest. In discussing this with you, I'm going to take a sort of a tale of two cities format, and I'm going to be talking to you about my hometown in Savannah, Georgia, and nearby Atlanta, Georgia, which is the capital of Georgia, because there you have two very different types of protests. My hometown of Savannah is a blue city. During the COVID epidemic, half of New York, we say jokingly, moved there, and the city is a blue city. It's been a blue city for a long time, actually, but that's neither here nor there. What I want you to know is it's not your stereotypical southern town, whatever you think that is. I was speaking with someone who lives in Savannah in somewhat of an affluent neighborhood, and they were telling me about an advertisement in Next Door. You know what Next Door is? It's like one of those neighborhood social media apparatuses where you can sell things or notify your neighbors of things or invite your neighborhood to events. On this day, there was an event advertising a protest against the imperialist United States and its president, Donald Trump, for its actions in Venezuela. Apparently, the event was being sponsored by someone in the neighborhood and also something of a George Soros-type non-governmental organization, NGO for short. These are non-governmental organizations that receive taxpayer funding at times. This ad was particularly interesting, and why is that? Because they were paying $200 an hour per protester who signed up. Let me say that again. They were paying $200 an hour if you protested and signed up with them. For those of you who astutely watch the news, you may have noticed there have been some cases where the same protesters keep showing up for different events around the country. And this is an example of it, except it's taking place in my hometown and in someone's neighborhood that I know very well. This reality resonated with me because I remember watching an ICE protester shouting at an ICE officer during the government shutdown saying, "I'm getting paid for this and time and a half." The idea that I'm paying them bothers me greatly. This is part of a larger fraud scenario that you see on the American left. Obviously, we're seeing a lot of that in Minnesota, which seems to be a shopping mall for fraudsters, particularly for Somali fraudsters. And all of this is quite a shame because there's so much real need for assistance and for pay and for charitable organizations to help the needy. After all, in Minnesota, 80% of Somalis are on welfare or receiving government assistance. Speaking of government assistance, here's an interesting statistic. If you took the federal and state government assistance that is paid to people who make $11,000 a year, if you took that money and stripped out the administrative costs and all the special organizations, state and federal, that handle that money, and just gave that money directly to the needy at this poverty level of $11,500, the average person in that scenario would receive $70,000 a year. But we don't do that. We funnel it through non-governmental organizations, NGOs, through charities and through other people and middlemen. And very little of that money really gets to those who need it most. And here you have a situation where protesters in Savannah, Georgia, are being paid $200 an hour to protest Donald Trump's actions against the narco-criminals in Venezuela. But early on, I mentioned a tale of two cities. Let's talk about Atlanta, Georgia. In Atlanta, Georgia, to accommodate the protest or the demonstrators or whatever you want to call them, they had to block like a mile of a main thoroughfare. And so the protesters or the demonstrators lined up, and you know what they did? They waved American and Venezuelan flags and celebrated Donald Trump's actions against the narco criminal Nicolas Maduro and Maduro's arrest and exfiltration to the United States to face justice. Now think about that. In Savannah, Georgia, you have leftist NGOs paying $200 an hour for protesters against the action against the narco-criminal Nicolas Maduro. And in Atlanta, Georgia, Venezuelan expatriates and refugees are celebrating his arrest and exfiltration to the United States to face justice. Now, here's another contrast. Guess how many people turned out for the well-funded protest in Savannah, Georgia? 8 people. They were white. They were like 60s hippies throwbacks, and only 8 showed up to protest in Forsyth Park, the major town square in Savannah, Georgia. In contrast and contradistinction, hundreds, if not thousands, showed up to celebrate Maduro's arrest. And the difference is the people in Savannah were white liberals, and the people in Atlanta were Venezuelans. The next irony is the reaction of the Democrats versus the Republicans. The Democrats are critical of President Trump. Oddly, it was President Joe Biden before he left office that upped the reward, the bounty for Maduro, to $25 million. It was Chuck Schumer who passed legislation years ago against narco-terrorism. And now actions have been taken based on that legislation. And these same people are critical. It really doesn't make sense, does it? Just weeks ago, a Democratic senator was taunting Donald Trump, saying he was strengthening Maduro's hand and he had played into Maduro's hands. And now this same senator is criticizing Trump for not playing into Maduro's hands. This reminds me of comments in the Minor Prophets where the leaders of Israel are being criticized as bad shepherds. Wrong is right and right is wrong. And that's what we're seeing here with the two-faced or two-headed approach to Maduro by those on the left. Okay, let's shift gears to another topic, and that is my health. I've had some questions about my health. During the Christmas holidays, I fractured a vertebra, my T8 vertebra in my spine, and that was brought on by osteoporosis, which was brought on by the medications I take for my vaccine injury. Yes, this is very, very painful, but I am on the mend. I may have to have surgery. That is yet to be determined. I am scheduled for bone scans and spinal analyses in the coming weeks. You can pray for me to that end. This has been a long, hard road these past 4 years since I had the COVID vaccine, which triggered all of these maladies. But through it all, I want you to know I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate your encouragement. And I want to remind you that God is sovereign. God is in charge. All things do work together for good. And we do know God's nature. And I and you can trust in Him. But do please pray for me. This is another layer of pain on top of my existing layer of chronic pain. And at times it is very difficult. But I definitely appreciate your concern and your questions, and I will continue to do my best to soldier on until I can't. Meanwhile, I have a sermon to prepare for Sunday, and it's almost finished. Last and certainly not least, you may know that I released my latest book, Miracles According to Jesus, and it got off to a great start on Amazon, and then something went awry on Amazon, and it was unavailable for like 2 weeks. That has been corrected. Also, mark your calendars for January 20th from 5 to 7 p.m. That's a Tuesday, because Craig Roberts, a local radio personality on Lifeline, KFAX 1100, and I will be doing a live broadcast here at Hillside Church, and you're invited. The public is invited. There will be snacks and goodies. We will be discussing my book. There will be a book signing for those of you who would like me to sign your copy. You can get a copy now on Amazon, Miracles According to Jesus by Keith Crosby on Amazon. There will be copies available for purchase the day of the book signing. So I want to invite you to mark your calendars and join us January 20th, Tuesday, between 5 and 7 p.m. It'll be a great time. It'll be a live broadcast. I hope to see you there. You can get more information at hillside.org. Well, that wraps up our first podcast of the new year. Thanks for listening. If you have questions, you can email me at keithcrosby@yahoo.com, keithcrosby@yahoo.com, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Like us on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. Write a sentence or two, which will help us with the algorithms. Again, thank you for listening. This is Keith Crosby signing off. May God bless you, and may God keep you.